We Talk Podcast presents
What It Is, What It Do. Welcome to a very special One Fall Fast Lane review with your host Joshua Adam William Arbuthnot, with the ultimate babyface, maybe a heel after that last hour. It's Joel Johnson.
I feel like I'm going to make a turn. It did not feel good. I think Fastlane, to start this all off, I thought the show was fine. I thought it did a very good job in the first hour and a half, and then it trailed off.
We're on the Fastlane right now as we're driving, and I'm hoping I don't take the wrong turn like they did with going to Roman Reigns, which I'm kind of joking about, because I think that's where you got to start before we go play-by-play in this pay-per-view. Obviously, a lot of people are not going to be happy Roman won, and I think our brothers from We Talk Podcast on their Twitter feed said it best. That ending was flat to a really overall exciting match, and yeah,
it really felt flat. I don't think that they, like, it didn't feel like a big deal when Roman got that pin, and I think Wade Keller put it best. It kind of felt like that Luger when he won via countout, and they had all the pyros going off, and it's supposed to be really exciting, but it wasn't really exciting.
Now, you and I have said, though, they have to stay the course. This is the plan, and I know a lot of people are going to say, like, well, they didn't stay the course with Batista and Orton, and maybe they won't. Maybe tomorrow they come out, and Dean Ambrose is inserted, and it's a triple threat, because Dean Ambrose, but, you know, I was thinking about this, too. Like, he was over, but was he over?
I think he was, I don't know if he's over, but he was over with that crowd, which we both agreed were very much
kind of... It's Cleveland, it's not a great crowd, it's a sea level. Sorry, Cleveland.
I think that they, and they bought into the Dean, and they were booing Roman. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they were smarks in that crowd
much. No.
I think that they were very much that mark crowd that you want.
Yeah.
And they rejected Roman as
they
well.
Still rejected Roman, and I do wonder, and it feels so repetitive, it feels like we've been saying this for 2+ years now?
Yeah, since we've been doing the podcast, Roman's been a center figure of... He garners... Like, there's some days where we're like, no, that was all right by Roman. Yeah, no, I can kind of get behind that. But I ultimately think that my opinion... I think... I like my opinion is this is kind of like what with Rocky Maivia, but without the heel turn.
Yeah.
It's just that forcing of that guy down our throats and hoping that it just clicks.
Well, I mean, the thing is, too... is where does Dean Ambrose go now? I think that's the one thing as well. And, I mean, this is going to be one of the flattest main events in WrestleMania history. I mean, we talked so much about this WrestleMania needs to be big. It needs to sell tickets. There's that big Dallas, Texas stadium. And, I'm sorry, Triple H versus Roman Reigns doesn't really do it for anybody.
I don't think it's going to... like. And this is another point that I made. You look back at the clashes, the Austin going over in Michaels, or Rock beating Stone Cold, or Cena beating JBL.
Mm-hmm.
There are moments, or Batista beating Triple H.
Yeah.
There are moments that you remember and you know that, yes, that was the moment. That was the moment that that happened. It doesn't feel like that moment.
There's a word that we keep on saying all the time, and it's organic.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about the kind of produce that Daniel Bryan grows. We're talking about getting over and it just kind of spontaneously happening. And that will happen with a Kevin Owens or an Ambrose. Or it happened with the New Day is one of the best examples. They just kind of grew and grew and it happened. One of the best overall examples, I think, is Stone Cold vs. Bret at WrestleMania 13. It just kind of happened. And I think it could have happened for Roman, but it's that force feed. It's putting that spinach, that broccoli down your throat, and you just want to keep on spitting it out.
Yeah. I don't think the crowd is overly bought into him.
Yeah.
It's just as simple as that. And I think that a heel turn from Roman is what he needs. Because let's be real about this. Roman is the future.
Yes.
But your future does not have to be a babyface.
No. And I don't know. This WrestleMania, we have to be excited, right? And for all the matches that we think are coming, I'm not very excited about a handful of them. Like, if it is Bray versus Brock, I'm not excited for that. I'm not excited for Hunter and Roman. Now, if the rumors are true, and there's that post that went around this evening, that it might indeed be Cena and Undertaker,
yeah,
that is a match I am excited for.
Yeah, because one half of that post is spot on.
Say what you want to say about Cena, but name me a WrestleMania match that Heat led up to that you didn't like. You can maybe say The Miz, but Rocky was still involved in it, and it was exciting.
Everything that Cena does, like, should he have let Bray and Rusev go over at WrestleMania?
Probably, yeah.
Probably, yes.
But you were excited for those matches. He got you hyped. And Roman's just going to come on with a stupid effing smirk tomorrow. And he did the stupid smirk during the... That's his power move, man. Forget the spear and the Superman punches. The power of the smirk.
It's like that Joey Ryan and his finish on the Indies.
And shout out to him getting married to his fiance in the middle of the ring. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I was going to mention that at one point during this. That was kind of neat. And then he got the pinfall victory, he so did. Good on him.
I was hoping she would do something and grab his crotch. I don't know. It Roman Reigns versus Triple H isn't for me. Obviously, I'm going to watch it. I'm not canceling the network. I've been a loyal subscriber for almost 2 years now, and I'm very happy with my service. You got to take the highs to the lows. If you're a wrestling fan, right, you can't say, I'm going to cancel the network because you're not going to watch NXT. Like, you're not going to watch this NXT. That's the WrestleMania for the smarks that are going on and complain. That's our WrestleMania. So accept NXT on Friday, April 1st, the day before the Final Four. That's our WrestleMania, and we'll see what the actual WrestleMania gives us.
I think that really, that puts it best. I think that NXT show is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be bonkers, and it's going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot of really good matches on that card. We get Finn and Joe again.
Sami's in versus Nakamura.
And that's going to be fun. So I'm
Bayley versus Asuka.
It's going to be a good time all around. And you have American Alpha going for the tag team titles.
Yep.
So I don't think that there's a lot of... There's always positive and negatives in the world of pro wrestling. You just have to accept that that's the way it is sometimes.
We'll come back to the main event quickly. I just want to get to the beginning of the card and run, so we can not just complain about that or talk about that, whatever you want to specify at. So show started off. Alberto Del Rio versus Kalisto in a 2-out-of-3 match. I thought this match was really good. I thought it could have been used in the 8:00 Mountain Time slot, but it wasn't. But what did you think? I thought it was a really good match.
I really enjoyed it. I thought they did a really good job with Del Rio being a heel, the use of the chair shot, but Del Rio being cocky, like, oh, I'll be able to get both pinfalls, no problem. I don't like Del Rio's finisher still. That's something that I'm going to keep talking about as we move forward. It's just unsafe.
Yeah.
But Kalisto looked really good. I really enjoy Kalisto in the ring, and I think the next thing for him, I personally think, is a feud with Neville. I think it'd be a lot of fun, and both these guys, and having Mauro call it was perfect.
It was great. It was really good. I hate to see Del Rio lose, but I think he just needed to get away from the U.S. title, get Kalisto some heat. Del Rio's going to be fine. We saw him kind of get some stuff back in the League of Nations, which is maybe one of the better parts of that promo. I don't know. We'll talk about that in a second. But I thought Del Rio continues to show how good of an in-ring general he is, and I look forward to him getting away from this and better things to come for Del Rio, fingers crossed.
I hope so, too. I think Del Rio's a good, stiff competitor. Wait till he gets in the ring with Nakamura.
Yeah. Or even, I look forward to seeing him and Seth.
Yeah.
There's a few matches at Del Rio that we haven't got a chance to see yet that I'm excited to see him have. And I mean, there were some really good matches in here. Some early, matches that, unfortunately, right now you look at them like, man, that was a really good match. But I think come match of the year contenders, you won't see them. But early on, one of the better WWE matches we've seen this year.
Yep, I totally agree with you. And now on to another match that I thought was very good. We had more fun joking around about it. Was KO versus Ziggler.
We're not going to go in order. We're just going to go around.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Wasn't that the next match?
No, it was Team Bad versus Sasha.
All right. Well,
there's nothing really to say in that. They did their job, and now we wonder: is it a triple threat or is it just Sasha and Charlotte?
I think it's a triple threat. I think. Quickly hitting on the match, I thought it was a good match. I thought there were a few moments that were a little, not 100% clean, but I think they both women did their jobs, all four.
Yep.
And I think that it put Sasha and Becky over, and it propels them to that triple threat spot.
Do you think it's a triple threat then?
I do think it's a triple threat spot.
Let's just get the other Divas titles out of the way, then we can go to that other one. Charlotte and Brie, I love Brie Bella, everyone that listens to this knows, but that was a sloppy match.
That was a sloppy match, and it shows that they made the right call. That was one of their right calls. Charlotte needs to look strong. Charlotte's a heel, so we can't always have the Cinderella moment when we want it.
I will say this, though. Sloppy match, but a good finish. Brie at the end came on a little stronger, and I wish I would have seen more of that from her at the end. We could see a Fatal 4-Way still, possibly.
Yeah, that's still a possibility, but I think that Charlotte getting the win was the right call. Charlotte's going to be the heel moving forward, and she's a good heel, so yeah. All the more power to them.
Yeah, and it was really nice touch, too, that Brie wore Bryan's boots from WrestleMania 30 when he won the title, so that was a nice touch, but the right thing happened. Charlotte won the title.
Yeah.
Continued to win the title. Now, to KO and Dolph, yeah, we make more fun of Dolph's hair in this than the actual match itself.
Predator.
Yep.
He just got back
from Mexico and chilled with the girls. Shout out to Chad Coughlin on that one.
And he looked like the guy from Spring Breakers. But all joking aside, I thought both of them did a really good job. It was a hard-hitting match. I didn't like the spots where they bounced their heads around too much.
Yeah.
That's my only negative of this.
The head stuff is, it's like when you see the, when you watch back in the network and you see stuff in the Attitude Era or ECW, and you see those chair shots to the head, it just, anything to the head now makes you squirm.
Yeah, it definitely does, especially in light of the Daniel Bryan
thing. The Daniel Bryan thing and like, look at these NFL retirements. Jared Allen, Mayo from the Patriots, all these NFL retirements. It seems like there's an NFL retirement every day with something with a head injury, plus what happened to Bryan.
Yeah, but I thought that they did a very good job. They put each other over in this match. I think this match was a good example of what you can do when you work together. And it just seemed like they both put things together. And breaking news. WWE has signed Shinsuke Nakamura to a 3-year contract.
Effective immediately.
So that means he passed his medical, and that means they've got one of Japan's biggest stars locked in for three years.
Japan's biggest star. He speaks English pretty good. Has the personality to get over.
Michael Jackson-like personality.
We know what they have done with Asians before, with Taka, Funaki, Yoshitatsu. Hasn't been a great reputation.
No, it hasn't.
Hideo was, before the injury, was looking fine. I think, you know, this is one of those situations. Oh, they had that one guy, Kenzo Suzuki as well. This is one of those scenarios. It's, if you mess this up, then there's no redeeming quality ever, because this is just a great performer overall, and I just hope he doesn't come out with the cliche like Chinese, Asian, Japanese music.
I think he will, but I think he comes out like
Michael Jackson type of music.
I think he needs to come out with something like K-pop style.
Yeah. That's fine.
And I think that works for him, and I think he's such a good performer, I think he's going to be able to get it over regardless.
Yeah, so that's tremendous, and if we have time, we'll come back to that. But back to KO and Dolph. Again, a lot of it was just joking.
Yeah.
But KO, I think, did a continued impressive job. It seems they did what they like to do. They brought him all the way down to the depths of hell, and then they reached him up to heaven.
Yep. I thought both of them looked really good.
Dolph has redeemed himself, actually. I think those wins helped Dolph, because he was kind of in nowhere land. That Rusev summer thing really hurt him, and I think he's redeemed himself back up to at least being like a decent in the rain, maybe he can win guy.
Yeah, and I think it's time to turn Ziggler heel. I think that's one thing that he needs. Mm-hmm. He needs a clean slate again.
I agree.
But I think that overall the match was good. But KO's now headed. We're heading to KO Mania.
Yeah, and I think we have an idea maybe who we face. I think it has to do with the next match, which is AJ Styles versus Chris Jericho.
Match of the night,
match of the year candidate.
It was very good. They told a really good story. There were some really sick bumps. There was perfect timing on different points. I thought that there were a little bit of moments where the match felt a little slow, and there were a little bit of hiccups. But I think overall, the two had their chemistry together, and it was a fun match, and the right guy won.
I was shocked that Jericho kicked out of the Styles Clash, though.
That, to me, seemed like one of the wrong calls to make.
Yeah.
Because you've just buried one of the sickest moves in pro wrestling.
You could have done a crazy job of building this move up and say how it injures people and all this stuff. And it's only been hit twice. One was to knock out a jobber. And if it's just a transitional move, don't use it. Because it's not, if you do it right, it's not dangerous. But it's had that risk to it. It's not worth just being a transitional move.
No, it needs to be the end of the match. And it needs to be clear. Swing your head back. Don't swing it forward.
Yeah.
I saw the video of Yoshitatsu.
Yeah.
Yeah, him taking it and how he broke his neck. It just was... It was... You know, it was a fault on both parties, but you can definitely see why you need to swing your head back.
And I get what they were doing, because he kicked out of the Codebreaker. So kicking out of each other's finishers. But that's fine if the Styles Clash was more known to the WWE universe. But it's not.
No, it's
not. Known to people that watch Japan or TNA. A lot of people don't know the impact, pardon the pun, of the Styles Clash. And you really need to hit that on the head. And it's really left now of like, okay, well, that's a move that barely got a two count.
Yeah, and I definitely agree with you. I think there needs to be more of a... They need to put it over more before they buried it.
Yeah.
Let's see what they do going forward, because you never know. They might start really building it back up, but Styles got the win. I didn't think Styles was going to get the win here.
I thought he did. I think that they spent so much damn money on him that they don't really want to ruin it. And now, obviously, terrific match. The question is, where does AJ and where does Chris Jericho go? I'm completely fine building up to Chris Jericho and AJ 4. I think that's 6 weeks away, though, and I don't know if that's going to happen. I could see... We think there's going to be maybe two... There's a ladder match we think may happen with that with the tag team, but I could very well see a repeat of the IC title match from last year with the Intercontinental up in the line with Dolph getting thrown in with KO and maybe two other guys with Styles. Or it could just be Styles and...
KO?
And KO, and maybe they end up just doing the Dean and Jericho, but I...
It doesn't make sense.
No,
I think
if the title was there, because then Jericho gets the 10.
Yeah.
That's the idea. You need to get to the feud for Jericho that he wants to be a 10-time champion.
I think it'll be a fatal four-way. I think we only get one ladder match, and that'll be the TLC match for the tag team. We'll get to that in a little bit. But I think that it'll be a fatal four-way match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Jericho, Owen, Ziggler, and Styles.
Yeah.
And I would not be surprised if AJ Styles won it.
You get a fatal four for the tag titles, too?
Yeah, that's the other thing now, too, is you suddenly have two fatal four-way matches.
Yeah. Like, because we think for the tag titles... Jumping a little bit ahead here, because we've previewed all the matches now. Jumping ahead a little bit, that awful, awful Edge and Christian segment.
It wasn't great.
No, it sucked. That it makes you believe that possibly we could have a fatal four-way for the tag titles between League of Nations, Usos, Dudleys, and New Day. But that was a terrible segment.
That was not good. That was a horrible segment. I did not enjoy it. I thought that they could maybe have a decent segment, but it just kind of fell flat. Is the New Day babyfaces now?
Maybe.
See, and that was the one thing. And I don't get why you introduced the League of Nations. It made no sense to introduce the League of Nations.
That
at
was
all.
The one tag team that hasn't been really shown at all. Like, the Dudleys were nowhere. Like, and everyone, like, a few people were like, well, Enzo and Cass are coming out, and they were at the house shows, and still nothing. Maybe Enzo and Cass are still going to be used in this somehow.
I think they're the night after WrestleMania. I think the moment's passed.
Yeah.
I think it's time to just save them for the night after WrestleMania.
Well, isn't that too much? Because we think Joe is coming up, or Finn, and then we think Bayley, and then them?
I think it might be too much. But then again, maybe that Bayley gets held off. We're seeing that Bayley and Finn are having a lot of fun in NXT.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe you hold it off and you just kind of let them continue to have fun. I don't know. It makes things a little bit more challenging now moving forward, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean...
Not fun segment.
Not a fun segment. And then the Social Outcast came out with the stuff with R-Truth and Goldust, which I'm excited for the tag team in a way. Because I think the comedy could be good, but it's been really bad lately. At first,
yeah.
I should say, at first I was excited, because the vignettes were fun. And then it really died down a slow death very fast.
Yeah, I think they missed... You know when you're supposed to strike when the iron's hot?
Yeah.
They did not strike when the iron's hot. And I think they missed out on that. And
Elsa's holding on to the iron.
Yeah. I think that that's the only reason Paul won.
Yeah, Paul Harrison, who you can catch on Fresh Take every... Wednesday or Thursday with Paul's Random Access Memory podcast, has won the first ever One Fall Pick'em Championship. We'll be doing that every time we have it. So everyone that's been following me on Snapchat, Joe31, keep there for the update. So Paul is the champion right now. I barely lost out to him, but I will have my redemption at WrestleMania.
I did not come close, but I will win at WrestleMania. It's as simple as that.
We got lots still to talk about here.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Where do you want to go now? I think, first of all, just overall thoughts on the pay-per-view. What would you give?
I think
thumbs up, thumbs down?
I'd give it thumbs a thumbs in the middle. There were some strong matches that I definitely still enjoyed, so I feel like that was
I would good. Recommend this pay-per-view, and if you have an Apple TV, for example, just don't, after you get to the last hour, fast forward half an hour, and you're good.
Yep. I thought this was a show that's in the middle. Fastlane's always a hard show to watch, because you're thinking too far ahead now.
Yep.
You're already booking Mania. You're already thinking about the matches there. Fastlane is that pit stop that just is needed, because you can't have that long of a layover.
No. And I'll bring something up to you that a friend of ours was texting me about. He's like, Fastlane is a really hard pay-per-view to swallow. It's the pay-per-view just before WrestleMania, so you're already kind of getting excited for WrestleMania. Would you not have been more excited had there been an Elimination Chamber match?
I think Elimination Chamber would have helped, because I think that could have helped put Rome... It would have protected Dean. It probably wouldn't have protected Brock, but you could have worked something out. I do think that we may be seeing a Brock Lesnar versus Dean Ambrose at WrestleMania.
Yeah, because, I mean, we never talked about that Wyatts thing either, right? So the Wyatts, they lost, which was a very interesting outcome. I wasn't prepared for that at all. You know, like, I didn't think that the Wyatts would lose.
No, neither did I. And kind of sitting there, I was kind of like, this seems a little off, so...
Yeah, I didn't think the Wyatts would lose, and, that just really propelled, because, you know, we saw Bray, Luke get pinned, and I was like, okay.
It just seemed like, now, looking at it, it just seems like the wrong choice, because now it kind of leaves you going, well, Brock's going to feud with a bunch of losers that lost to three.
And they lose constantly. They lost to the Taker, they lost to Roman and Dean, they haven't won a match.
I think Bray and them are one of those groups that they could drop out, and I wouldn't feel bad. Like, I like Bray's act.
I do.
But it's not...
I think Paul Heyman can bring the best out of Bray, but...
I think he can bring some focus to Bray, and that's what Bray needs right now. Because Bray, at times, his promos can be scattered all over the place. But if you have him focused, laser-focused, and making certain points, that's a good thing. But right now, it's kind of like,
I just don't know what you're doing with that situation, because let's be honest, those three guys are probably in the battle royal.
Yeah. Now, my question to you with all of this, in regards to everything right now, is this not the first WrestleMania you feel like they're climbing an uphill battle?
Mm-hmm. Well, they already were, because of the injuries.
Yeah.
Now, Cena, we don't know. There was that tweet we talked about on the last one fall. Go back and check that out. And there's also that rumor about off the card, which we can't think of. And I don't want to waste too much of a breath on this, because it's probably not true, but we've had a few people say that they have heard from single confirmed sources that there's been some whispers about Austin. I don't think it's true, and I don't even want to justify it.
No, and I will say here right now, there's no chance in hell
there's
that
no
we...
There's no chance, no.
So...
No, I just want to say that that's out there, and people are probably asking about it. It's no. I'm not justifying it. It's the last time we talk about it. If it happens, I will admit I'm wrong.
Yeah. And then that's probably an hour-long podcast.
Yes. Now, there was a poster that we said that leaked, and Cena was on it versus Taker.
Yeah, so the poster, it looks legit. Like, it looks like, it doesn't look
remember,
like a...
Remember the New York theme last year with Brock and Roman on it?
Yeah.
That kind of reminds me of that scenario all over again.
Could Cena be healthy enough?
HGH, man. Got it from Peyton.
Yeah. I don't know. It's seen as a freak anyway, so God only knows.
I mean, here's the thing. So it's 6 weeks. This is a 6-month injury. I know it sounds crazy, but Cena is willing probably to do this match for Taker and then go away for another 4 months, right? Like, so all he has to do is be ready for a 20-minute match. And I know it sounds ludicrous. Believe me, I know everything I'm saying is absolute insanity. But if he can put 20 minutes with Taker, and if he gets more injured, it doesn't matter, because they've been able to kind of pull without him a little bit. And we have big horses coming up with Nakamura, Finn, Joe,
Styles,
Seth, Cesaro all coming back soon. Randy, maybe we see him tomorrow night.
No, I heard Randy's on the Woo podcast, which is Ric Flair's podcast. I've heard that he's out till May.
Damn.
So, but you never know.
But I'm just saying, there's big horses coming back. So
if
Cena wanted to just do the match and then go away for a little bit again, I could see a scenario like that.
And how many times do you think Cena's worked injured?
Lots, yeah.
So it's not, it wouldn't be anything new, but we'll wait and see. It's okay. A possibility.
Well, so let's just do this, because we'll be doing this about 6 times. Now, Raw, I think, is going to give us more of an idea tomorrow. Now, really quickly to Taker, do you think we get any hint of Taker tomorrow?
Yes, we have to. You're 6 weeks. It's a six.
Is it 6 weeks exactly?
I think it's maybe 6, 5 week build.
Yeah.
So you got 5 weeks.
I'm going to double check here just to check how long we go. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think 5, 6 week build. You got to start now. You can't wait. This is right around the time when they start building Brand Taker.
So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, we have 6 weeks.
So 6 weeks, you got to build. This is when Brand Taker started to build up. So you got to start now. Even if it's small little hints and you start building, and then about the 3 weeks left, 4 weeks left, then you kind of announce, this is what's happening, yay!
So we know for sure one match is Roman and Triple H.
Yep, that's already booked and confirmed.
I think it'll be fine.
I don't think it'll be memorable, but it'll be a fine, serviceable match.
Dean probably turns on him the next night on the Raw.
Yep.
I can tell you two things I think is going to happen on Raw, and I'll move back. I think that Sasha's winning the title, and then Bayley comes out. I'm sticking with that. I'm not backing off of that. And I think Roman wins, and the next night Dean turns on him, and then they start their feud.
Yeah, and I think Dean gets a pop, but yeah. I think that Dean's good enough that he can turn the crowd against him.
Everything else, the Divas, it seems like we're going to get Charlotte and a mix of either those four women, with Brie, Becky, and Sasha, or just Becky and Sasha.
Yeah.
There's apparently supposed to be 2 to 3 matches.
Yeah.
So it could just be like a total Divas tag. As well.
Yay!
Sucks for Paige. Like, what happened to Paige in all of this? She just fell down the totem pole.
I think that fire that you were talking about and that warmth coming from backstage might be affecting her position. Because you think about it, she had a big moment last year, and she was featured in that WWE 24. Mm-hmm. Now where is she?
Like, okay, I had heard that she had a concussion.
That's a possibility, too.
But she lost to Summer.
I think that heat that's been rumored is very real and very warm.
It's like, it seems like this, the heat with her and Lana, just, they both got affected by it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't affect Lana as much as Paige. She's a performer. Lana just gets to go out there.
Yeah. And we haven't seen Lana in a lot of...
You saw her get sexually harassed, more or less, by The Rock.
Yeah. And that's a podcast for another day.
Yes. And I guess, do we see The Rock in the next...
We have to. We have to have a clear picture on what The Rock's doing. If he's just talking, just tell us so we know. Instead of dragging it out and kind of going, ooh, maybe, maybe not. Ooh, what's going to happen? Just be clear with it and just tell us.
Okay, well, let's just kind of go inch by inch here. I'm going to pull up maybe the roster members and we'll say where they are.
Yeah, there's a few roster members for sure we can go through.
Let's go with the titles really quickly here. So the U.S. title, I don't see being defended. I think that Kalisto is probably either in a tag team match or he's in the Battle Royal.
I think he's in a match. I think the U.S. title gets a match. It's not that big of a deal. It'll probably be on the pre-show.
Who would you have in face? You said Neville?
Yeah, I would book Neville, but Neville will probably be in the Andre the Giant Memorial, which is in its third year. Are you surprised that that match has had legs as long as it has?
I'm surprised that we... I mean, yeah, it's not good. It's not great.
Not great, Bob.
I mean, it has two people we know.
Yep.
Big Show and Cesaro.
So, and I don't know if it necessarily makes stars, but it's definitely helped kind of add.
All right, so we're going to start in alphabetical order. So AJ Styles, I think we think he's going to be involved with the IC title.
Yep.
Bray Wyatt, we're going to go with Brock for now, so that takes up Brock. Dean.
Dean is left in limbo, and it sucks because if we look back at our podcast Royal Rumble when we talked, everyone now had something moving forward.
And even him, we still didn't know.
Yeah.
We thought Jericho.
Yeah, we thought Jericho. Now he's left in real limbo, and I don't know where he goes. He's a great performer.
I mean, he still could face Jericho, but I just don't know where they go there. If he had the title, sure. Because if AJ had beat Jericho tonight, but there was no IC, if Dean still had the IC title and lost, like, okay, well, then it's going to do the 10. Like, we think it's going to happen. Jericho will beat him, and then he'll turn. Maybe he gets it back from Kevin Owens. I just see that kind of taking 2 steps forward, 2 steps back kind of thing.
Yeah, but it does seem like WWE booking, so don't be surprised.
I wouldn't be shocked if it's a triple threat, though.
Nope. Triple threat, fatal four-way, six-man, elimination.
I'm thinking for the WWE title, though.
I'm
not going to be shocked if Dean is still somehow put into this.
Dean is elevated to a main event level. You need to put him there.
So, I think... If I was going to put him in, do you want to put him into there for now?
Yeah, we'll slot Dean into there, but, you know, if it doesn't work, then we can easily pull him out and put him somewhere else.
Undertaker's another one, we think, maybe.
Yeah?
Randy, if he's healthy, if we don't know anything?
No.
Rock?
Maybe.
I just don't see the appeal in that.
No, neither do I.
Is there anyone that's injured that you would, or on NXT, that we could see him face?
Not
Joe?
Yeah, Joe could be fun. That'd be a nice, brutal match.
I think everyone else we go through here, it's like, okay, yep. Dean, I have zero idea. But I know it'll be big, I just don't know.
Yeah, Dean's got to be somewhere good.
Cena, I think it's Taker or not wrestling.
Yep, it's one or the other.
Lana, doesn't matter. Nikki's not wrestling.
Nope.
Paige, probably a Total Divas tag match.
Yeah, something small.
Randy, you're saying no. Roman, we know.
Yep.
Rusev, I think it'll be involved either Battle Royal or the tag titles.
Yeah, it's one of those spots.
Sasha, Divas.
Yep.
Seth, man, suck. Sting.
Nothing.
Taker, you said.
Yep.
Adam Rose, Battle Royal.
Social, yeah.
Yep. Alberto Del Rio.
Battle Royale.
Fox, probably.
Total Divas.
Total Divas something. If I go and you think of any NXT people, which I doubt, Baron Corbin could be called up.
Yeah, that's a name that could potentially happen. He's facing Austin Aries.
Batista. You know, they've had talks, but nowhere. New Day. I think they'll be defending the titles.
Yep.
Big Show.
Andre the Giant.
Man, there's a lot of guys who are going to be in the Andre. Bo Dallas, Andre the Giant.
Yep.
I
don't know if, like, now we, I think we've covered the big matches. A lot of this
Strowman
is going to be.
Is that.
Yeah, he's probably going to win.
Bree's probably in that. In the Dudley's title, title.
I think we've hit where everyone important is, because I think you kind of look at the list and you kind of go, Cesaro's hurt. Gable's going to stay on
NXT. Is Cesaro possible to be healthy by then?
No.
No.
Cesaro's already said the day after WrestleMania is done, he's setting his phone to WrestleMania 33 poster and building towards that.
32.
Oh, is this 31?
No, this was 33. This is 32. Brian won at 30. Last year was 31. This is 32.
So then Cesaro will change his poster
to
33.
33, yeah. So Charlotte's defending the title. Jericho?
I see.
Devon's that. Social Outcast is there. Sandow's in there.
Is on a personal leave due to a death in the family.
Sandow
is? Yeah. Oh. They've said that he said that I'm still part of WWE. I just have a leave of absence.
Diego, Battle Royal.
Yeah.
Dolph, IC title.
Yep.
Rocky.
I don't know. I think he's just talking.
I'll just ask it. Anything with Ronda?
No. I think Ronda is focused on one thing and one thing only.
Eva Marie has to be brought up, Joel. You know it does. She's going to be involved in Mania somehow.
She's going to be in the Total Divas, and that's going to propel her to be number one contender to take on Sasha Banks.
Oh, God.
If anyone can get a good match out of her.
I would say Goldust and Truth are probably going to be in the Battle Royal.
Yeah. You know, there's a name that you scrolled over that I think we need to take a look at, Goldberg. I think Ryback's getting built back up. What would
Ryback
it hurt?
Is?
Yeah. Well, he got the victory tonight
so
after
you
injuring.
Think the Goldberg thing can happen still?
Yep. And I think that's a good spot for Ryback that builds him up.
He loses, though.
Does Goldberg really need to win?
Yes.
Okay, then yeah.
Jack Swagger.
Battle the Royal.
So here's the thing about Swagger. Meltzer has said that he can't say, but there's one WWE talent that is heavily considered by UFC, and that when their contract ends, they will be pursuing MMA hard.
That's Swagger. That's
it's
easy.
Swagger. It's 100% Swagger. I can't think of anyone else that would be on the roster. Usos, tag titles probably.
Yep.
Kalisto, we talked about that.
Yeah.
KO, IC title.
Yeah, it's KO Mania.
You know, I'm just gonna say, like, I should have gone to Wikipedia for this.
Yeah.
They put the legends in here. Mark, I think he's hurt.
Yeah, I think.
If not, he'll be in the Battle Royal.
Mason Ryan's part of Cirque du Soleil.
Is he?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. Mojo, probably down in NXT.
Yeah.
They always have one NXT guy that'll be in the Battle Royal, though.
So it'll probably be...
Nakamura.
Yeah, that'd be a big deal. Or Sammy.
Could be Sammy, yeah.
That'd be kind of fun.
I think we've gone through the big guys. I think a guy like Rhino may come up and do that, the Battle Royal, maybe.
A one-off thing, yeah.
And then Ryback, you mentioned. So, yeah, Ryback, Big Show, and Kane. Where do we think they all go?
They all go to the Andre the Giant.
Well, Kane, but Big Show for sure, because he's going to defend his title.
Kane could be off the show completely.
So how many matches are normally on a card?
There's usually about 5 to 7. Okay. 7 to 8.
So let's just really quickly go here. So Hunter and Roman.
Yep.
IC title something.
Yep.
U.S. title something.
Yep.
Tag title something.
Yep.
Divas title something. So those 5. And then there'll be 3 grudge matches.
Yeah.
Battle Royal will be on the pay-per-view, on the pre-show, so we're not going to count that.
Yeah.
So in the actual show, Total Divas something.
Yep.
And then what? Something with Ryback.
Something with Ryback.
And then, oh, Taker Cena.
Taker Cena. There you go.
Yeah.
We booked WrestleMania, Josh.
Yay.
I don't know.
So what, if you're booking this, what are the matches here? And you know what's crazy about that is, like, where is Dean Ambrose in any of this?
Yeah. Maybe he'll just be in the Andre the Giant Battle Royale, which would feel like such a big letdown.
I'm thinking he's in the triple. I think it's a triple threat match.
Yeah.
Because they know they can't just put Roman there.
And that's the one thing that the point was made. They don't have the Money in the Bank briefcase as a failsafe device anymore.
And you could also kind of have this thing where Dean comes out and says, I'll do anything or something.
Yeah.
Or complain. And they could have it as a failsafe too, because Hunter is getting up there. And if you're the authority, you want the brothers in it to go against each other.
Yeah.
Right?
You still want them to fight and hate each other. Mm-hmm. You want it one versus all.
You can even, God forbid, have Hunter win the match.
Yeah, that's always a possibility. That's another little emergency ripcord that you pull.
But they probably just want that title WrestleMania moment for Roman.
Yeah. You got to give it to him now. You booked it. You booked yourself that way. You got to go all the way. It's just as simple as that. And then you got to either pay for it or it's going to reward you. I do think this is going to be a moment that they look back on and go, okay, well, it's there. Just like the Lex Luger moment.
I wonder with the IC title, is it? I think it's either KO and just Styles. And if Jericho comes in, then I think Dolph is part of it. Then I don't know where Jericho goes, and I guess his dancing partner is still Dean then.
Yeah, that's also always another option. The biggest thing right now is we're speculating, but I think Monday Night Raw is going to tell us definitively where everything's going, for the most part.
Yeah. So you think Taker for sure tomorrow then, eh?
Yep. I would bet money on it. Not a lot of money, but I'd bet money on it.
U.S. title, I think that'll be in the pre-show too.
Yeah.
I think the U.S. title and the Battle Royal will both be in the pre-show. And I think we're going to say either the IC or the Tay titles is a ladder match.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the Dudleys come away with it.
Or you get
a Bubba Ray turn.
I think they come away with it.
Yeah. Get the 10. They like their whole numbers, right? So what else?
I think that's pretty much it. I think we ran through Fastlane.
Yep.
Safely got through there without running over or killing anyone.
Yep.
They've killed some hopes and dreams of some fans out there for sure.
They have.
I think that we've kind of booked WrestleMania. We got breaking news in Shinsuke Nakamura.
3-year deal. I think that's AJ's contract too, is a 3-year as well. Yeah. So
makes sense.
Now, I mean, they've already, spoiler alert, we're going to be talking about NXT stuff really quick here, so if you don't want to talk about it, just skip ahead. They've already shown the Titantron to the fans when they show that Sammy's going to be facing.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So we see that. When do we see that?
I think in the next couple weeks we'll see it.
Joe has to...
They have to have that hour-long 2 out of 3 falls match, which I hear is very good.
Of course. So Joe and Sammy will do their match, and then the winner of that faces... One of the winners of that faces Finn, and one of the winners of that faces Nakamura. I won't say.
Yeah. We don't know yet.
Well,
you did kind of spoil it because you said that Nakamura's opponent, Sammy's opponent, was field via Titantron.
Oh, fair enough. Okay, so yeah, Sammy will face Nakamura, which will be bloody amazing. And that's on the Friday. I do wonder if anyone from NXT will be at Mania in the Battle Royal. Because it doesn't...
They did it last year where they had like a little tournament, so maybe they do something similar to
that.
The
bodies seem like a lot more combined matches on the card.
Yeah.
Like, even Ryback were like, well, I think he has a match, unless they just really want to stock him up and have him win the Battle Royal. But what has the Battle Royal done for anyone?
The Battle Royal is going to, a rumor that I've heard, and we can hit on this now.
Oh, God.
Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
And the rumor is, this is just a rumor, Josh, so don't panic too much. But apparently, Brock's next loss will be to Braun Strowman. How do you feel on that?
SummerSlam, I believe.
Yay!
Yeah, I don't feel great about that.
No, I look at that and I go, that's the wrong guy to beat Brock. I'm sorry, Braun Strowman's a nice little carnival act.
I have the guy that beats Brock.
Who?
His name is Sami Zayn.
Ooh, that would be the Daniel Bryan moment we never got.
You don't get the Daniel Bryan moment, which is the guy that should have beat Brock, because it's David beating Goliath. And it's I think maybe you build, or Joe, or someone like that. You need a young guy to take it, because remember, it's kind of like Highlander in a way, right? You take all the powers. He takes everything that Brock had. He takes the Undertaker defeat. Like, he takes all that. The winner of beating Brock takes all that with them.
The was it 16 suplexes to Cena and just decimating him at SummerSlam?
Yeah, all that stuff of destroying Cena, destroying Brock, destroying that Chicago-made Punk, destroying Seth Rollins, all those great talented players and roster members that he's destroyed. You get all of that with you. And just to have Braun Strowman get it, I get it. I like the idea of the Braun Strowman character. You need that big guy.
Yeah.
Those guys are as valuable as little guys are, no matter what anyone says. I just don't think he's the guy that I have beat Brock, because that win means so much. It's like the WrestleMania. I'm actually, hindsight, a lot of people don't like that Undertaker loss. I'm fine with it because of what we got.
Yeah, and I think here's the biggest thing. It took a legit MMA fighter that went into UFC and won the championship to defeat the undefeated streak.
Yeah.
No mere mortal, no mere wrestler could have done it. It took a guy that was trained to kill, basically.
Yeah, in his third match. His third match he did it. So, yeah, I don't know what I think about that. But if he wins the Battle Royal, like I said, it doesn't matter. Now, one thing I guess we got to hit on for Raw tomorrow is this Vincent J. McMahon Award, who I think we both think is Hunter.
Yeah, Hunter, Vince, some way, somehow, it's going to the Authority, and that's going to create a whole crap storm, and that's what brings either... Roman's going to destroy the trophies, basically where we're going to get to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's really kind of simple.
Yeah, it's a simple booking. Beat that, get the heat. Yeah, it's booking 101. It really writes itself. I mean, again, just kind of fast-forwarding all the way back here before we end this off. I know a lot of you are mad that Roman Reigns won. I'm not happy about it. Joel's not happy about it. But we have to be realists and know that that was the right move for what they want. We got our Daniel Bryan moment. They sometimes have to do things that they think is best for their company. And if we think it's wrong, it's wrong. But sometimes you don't know, you know? I don't know. I'm speechless on it. I know what I would prefer. You know what you would prefer. And the listener knows what they would prefer. But sometimes they know what their stocks are and their business plan is. And they see a future in him. And they can't always budge just because the fans want them to budge on something.
No, and I totally agree with you. You're absolutely right. It's just the way it is. We've got to accept it and just move forward with it. And go, just because this WrestleMania is this way doesn't mean next year is going
to
be like this.
It reminds me of kind of like the Raptors of the NBA trade deadline. It's like everyone wanted them to make a move and they didn't, because they just didn't. They liked everything the way it was. And they knew it's best for their team more than any of the fans do. And it's the same with the WWE. They know what they think is best. They think Roman is the guy. They're going to be proven wrong. We all know it. But they have to make this mistake themselves. It's like when you have a kid, they need to make the mistakes to learn from their mistakes.
They have to touch the hot stove to go, ooh, that's not a good idea.
No.
But I feel like they've put their
hand
on the...
They've been touching the stove a lot. They got welts all over.
That they do. And I think that that ultimately, maybe Roman clicks and we're all wrong. Paul Heyman keeps talking about Roman being the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Heyman's not always right. But I trust him a little bit more.
I will say this. We said this about Roman. The one thing about Roman is when he gets in the ring, is he a five-star wrestler? No. But he is a good job. He does a good job of keeping it entertaining in the ring.
Yeah. And he smirks a lot.
I will say this. Dawn of Justice comes out about a week before WrestleMania. What will Roman get?
Holy crap, it's close. Yeah, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
Roman is going to come out in a Superman costume, like full costume.
Whatever Superman does differently in that, maybe he'll come out full Wonder Woman. Or maybe he really does the new Aquaman. kind of looks like him a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. I think what will happen is Roman will ask Hunter if he bleeds.
Do you bleed? You will now. Joel, I think you're actually going to go for Triple H in a main event match.
What has this world come to?
Well, I think that'll do it for the fast lane. It got deviated at times, but hey, you know, at the same time, remember, if you're going to catch the network, we got AJ Styles in a WWE pay-per-view against Chris Jericho, so be happy about that.
And you have NXT, so, NXT, I mean, you can't complain.
No, I mean, even that, you have Alberto Del Rio back in the company putting good matches against Kalisto, and you have Sasha Banks and Charlotte for the title if you were mad at that rematch. Good things are going to come at WrestleMania. It's just, not everything is good.
It is darkest just before the dawn.
Absolutely. So, until next time, cheers! Joel's choking himself. Watch out! He's Enjoy the day, people.